2014 has been a year of big changes in the U.S. economy.
Across the U.S., drivers are spending less to fill up these days.
Gasoline fell another 2 cents overnight to a nationwide average of 2.48.
Will the focus now turn to wage growth, which, of course, has come in weaker than expected month over month?
As the market has its best performance since 2008, the best for some...
Joining us now to talk about the year in business and economics is Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor at NPR. Marilyn, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
And as I was listening to that montage, I have to think oil has got to be the big story of the year.
Yeah. You know, it's probably predictable that the one thing that no one was predicting turned out to be one of the biggest stories of the year. You know, when the year began, we were at about $110 a barrel. It even ticked up to $115. And then we got to late June and oh, my God. Gosh, it just plunged. It just down. This month it got to about $55 a barrel, and it's bumping around down there. So that's having a huge impact. We got the cheap gasoline for consumers. But, you know, it's having an effect on everything. Transportation, manufacturing, agriculture, all of that stuff is being transformed by this cheap oil. And it's helping our trading partners, especially, you know, Europe. They had a tough year, and cheap energy is good for them.
And it's causing all kinds of changes in geopolitics, from Russia to some even are saying Cuba, that this is one of the reasons why they were willing to do a deal right now, because oil prices are so low. What else was big news in business last year?
Raises. Or, wait a minute, the lack of raises, I guess, is what I meant to say. You know, Jeremy, there really has been almost no wage growth. The Labor Department says earnings are up for the year 0.8% after you take inflation into account. So that's why a lot of people in America still feel pretty lousy about the economy. But the Fed tracks wages very closely, and when they saw no wage inflation there, it helped them keep interest rates low. So this lack of wage growth has had all sorts of impacts that have, you know, rippled out in the economy.
And the stock market has gone way up. I see it started the year around 16,400, and right now we're almost at 18,000.
It's just been really a great year for the stock market, which is kind of amazing since it had already had all these good, you know, years. But tech stocks especially shot up with some of those initial public offerings. So overall, a great year for the market and, you know, a pretty amazing year for some tech stocks.
But tech is, as we always talk about, a double-edged sword, and it has caused some headaches for some investors this year as well.
Yeah, well, this was a year for hackers, I guess you could say. The new technology is bringing us all kinds of conveniences, but it seems like 2014 taught us that hackers are almost out of control. You know, whether you were a Sony executive or a Home Depot customer, this was a tough year. Emails hacked, personal information stolen. It was just annoying. Or maybe it was more than annoying. Maybe it was state-sponsored terrorism towards the end of the year here with the Sony situation. Whatever it is, it's a big deal, and we're in uncharted territory, and it's really hard to say what's going to happen next.
But if you take all of it together, what kind of a grade do economists give 2014 economically?
I think you have to say, I don't know, you hate to give an A to an economy that produced no wage gains, you know? So that's... Yeah. And there's still all these problems with long-term unemployment, and you've got, you know, the hackers and all that. But overall, wow, what a year for the economy. The U.S. economy pulled far ahead of everybody else. You know, last winter we started out, it was a pretty weak start to the year. We had a lot of harsh weather, and that derailed a lot of plans for building or spending or whatever. But then spring came along, GDP shot way up, and, you know, other countries slowed down. So the United States kind of ends the year as absolute king of the hill.
Or the prettiest dog in the kennel, as an analyst said on this show. Marilyn Geewax at NPR, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.